Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All righty. Happy Friday, everybody. Payday Friday. Guru's check hit last night. No guru today.
On Evan the Valkyries? He hit something on the Valkyries last night.
Valkyries. Oof. Good ball game last night.
Dude, that was an incredible ball game last night. I'm dead serious. Like, no hyperbole. That was a great game and an awesome event. Anybody who went last night will tell you the same.
It came through the TV, no doubt about it. They won by 11. Caitlin Clark was not very good last night. 3 for 14. They D'd up on her. They got a little physical with her. And it was a hell of a game. The Valkyries, they play hard, man. They play hard. That's what I took out of that game last night.
Last night, before the game, we were talking about Caitlin Clark coming to Golden State. I think a lot of people might have been interested in that game because of the allure of Caitlin Clark. She is a superstar. She might be the most popular player in the WNBA, one of the most popular athletes on planet Earth, honestly. But by the end of the game, Steiny, it wasn't about Caitlin Clark. It was about the Golden State Valkyries. And that's what hit me watching the game last night. It was everything from the moment you got to the building to the end when the confetti comes down after they won. They were down 13, made a great fourth quarter push. They locked up Caitlin, all the rest. Total team effort. It was one of the best basketball games that I've seen. Just from an entertainment and overall experience standpoint in a long time. Like, I haven't been to a Warriors regular season game. Let's say, you know, they're in game, this was the sixth home game, right?
Yes, they're 4-2 at home.
So, an equivalent to a November or like a November basketball game at Chase Center. There wasn't as much juice for a November Warriors game as there was for a Valkyries game last night. I'm dead serious. That game was awesome, and it's because of how many people were into it from start to finish, in addition to obviously the star power on the other team.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing I kind of want to get into today, and I'm feeling a little disconnect, and I want to know if what I'm feeling is accurate. And it's this. There was a disconnect, I felt, between what was happening inside the arena and what was happening outside the arena. And here's what I'm getting at. So Evan and I, after the show, went out, because he was going to the game, so went out to the cafeteria. And I'm only telling this story if you guys can be mature and not act as though we were up to anything nefarious, because we weren't. Anyway,
Thanks, Pasta.
Four women walk in, and they were going to the bridal shop next door. And they sat down because they were waiting and we chatted. And I asked them if they were sports fans, the women. And they said, oh, yeah, love the Giants, love the Warriors. Yeah, big sports fans. And I said, well, then you got to be excited about who's in town tonight. And they said, who? And I said, well, maybe the biggest draw in the Bay this year. And they're saying, who? And I'm like, Caitlin Clark. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't. Oh, really? So they're here. Okay. All right. Didn't think much of it. Then I go home, 6 o'clock. I got my daughter home from college. She's a freshman. Got Susan there. And I say, hey, guys, let's watch the Valkyries game. Indiana Fever in town. Caitlin Clark. They weren't interested. I'm like, I couldn't sell them. I couldn't sell them, Evan. It was weird.
Well, why do you think that is?
I don't know. Because they're, you know, they're kind of sporty. You know what I mean? They keep up on things. And I was surprised that when I told them Caitlin Clark was in town, they wouldn't have been like, oh, let's definitely watch that. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. I don't know. I don't have a point. There's just, I didn't feel it in the city. And then I'm watching this game on TV and it was just zoo-like. And I just felt there was a contrast there.
Well, I can't speak for anybody who watched it on television, but a lot of people at home said it looked like it was crazy. It was crazy at the arena. And how I read sort of our interactions yesterday combined with going to the game, I feel like last night is kind of a jumping off point. Like, they have obviously had home games before. They've all been sellouts. A lot of people have had fun going to Valkyries games. But with Caitlin Clark in town, some people knew about it, some people didn't. But I feel like the more that the Valkyries play, and they're a pretty good team. Look, they're 500. I think they've surpassed expectations. The brand of basketball they play to me is, at least from watching it in real time, and I've watched a couple games on television before, like, they play hard. I think that this is the jumping off point for a lot of people to get interest. Like, everyone who was at the game last night felt how crazy of an atmosphere it was. And from what I could tell, people who watched on television had sort of a similar takeaway. Well, then you go tell a friend. Hey, dude, Valkyries, that's a lot of fun. I saw fathers and daughters. I saw families. I saw couples. I saw everyone wearing Valkyries purple, black, all these different, all their different gear, which is pretty cool, I must say. Like, to me, that's kind of where it starts. To expect everyone to know that Caitlin Clark is in town, it's still like the Valkyries are still kind of in their infancy.
Yeah, no, they are.
But to me, that's the kind of game last night where it's like, oh, hey, did you hear the Valkyries beat Caitlin Clark last night? Like, it adds to their legitimacy. And now, hopefully, whether it's by, you know, word of mouth or by experience of being in the arena, now the word gets out there like that this is a legitimate product, and people are having a lot of fun going to these games.
Yeah, it certainly looked like that. I'll be heading to a game later next month. I just wonder. Well, here's what I think. What you mean by this, and that is, they played 12 games, and they're a cute story because they're an expansion team and they're selling out every night. And it's amazing that the Bay Area is this into basketball as a whole, but also the WNBA. But at some point, we're going to start looking at the Valkyries like a team. Like, they're a good team. Can they make the playoffs? They need to get another three-point shooter, or defensively, they're not overly athletic. Like, all that stuff is going to happen faster if they are as competitive as they look.
Dude, I was walking down to the press conference area because I, you know, wanted to hear what the Fever had to say, Valkyries had to say. A lot of the conversation was about environment. Like, Aaliyah Boston was very glowing about Chase Center and its fans and all the rest. But on the way down, I heard a security guard talking to just like a regular fan, and it looked like someone who's kind of an older gentleman, think he was there with his daughter, who was he was waiting for, and the security guard and him were chopping up. And I overhear the security guard say, it felt like Oracle again. Hmm. Like, now, that may be a bit overstated, but the fact that I have to imagine he either had been to games at Oracle or maybe he worked at Oracle, but for him to say that the environment last night felt like Oracle, like, that kind of hit me. Because, in a way, again, like, they're in game six of their home slate. If this was a November game for the Warriors, like, I've been to the last, I don't know, two seasons of home games. Whoop. I haven't got that kind of feeling at Chase Center. Now, late in the season, regular season, where there's been a playoff push, especially this year, playoffs, it's a different environment for the Warriors and Chase Center. But, like, for an early regular season game to have that much juice, I was impressed. Like, I was not expecting that whatsoever.
Yeah, it was a hell of a game. Watched start to finish. It had intensity from the start. And, you know, Caitlin Clark, to me, was the best player on the court. And I get it. She didn't have a great game, but she sees stuff that other players don't see. And she makes the right decisions all the time. She could have had 18 assists last night. She just couldn't put the ball in the basket. But 888-957-9570. I want to get a little bit more into the environment last night at the Valkyries game. And we can obviously talk about the San Francisco Giants with the Boston Red Sox in town. We'll be joined by Marcy Weiser from Live 105 at about 10:35. We have her on Fridays. And that segment, ladies and gentlemen, was sponsored by Honda of Vallejo.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. And happy Friday to everybody out there. We'll get you till 2. That much we'll do.
2:12.
After that, you're on your own. But here's the other thing about that game last night. We're talking about the Valkyries. They beat the Indiana Fever. What Caitlin Clark is quote-unquote going through.
What's she going through?
You know, people playing her physical. I've seen a lot of internet stuff where, you know, there's some animosity there among some of the players. I think that she's got an air of golden girl to her that some players are jealous of. But that happens in every sport. What I think is, like, she's going through exactly what Steph Curry went through when he was a younger player, I think. Like, she can't shortcut. She can't shortcut becoming great. And if and when she becomes great, all this stuff's going to go away. But players like her and Curry and the next breed or whatever, the next iteration, they've got to be tested. Like, you got to test them. And I don't really, like, what I see is the physicality of last night's game. I just think it's natural. But I threw this to you. I mean, do you want the women's game or the WNBA to resemble the NBA or the way men play?
Well, before I answer that, I actually think that she has to deal with something that Curry didn't, which was, like, an immeasurable hype exiting college. Now, the spotlight on the men's game is and probably will be bigger throughout Caitlin's career than the WNBA. But Steph didn't come into the league and people were trying to rough him up, outside of the fact that he's just a small player and, you know, he doesn't have physical gifts, and so he's a shooter. It's like, but people go after her, people target her. Curry didn't have to deal with that, from my memory, until he really started to emerge.
Like, I would agree with that. I was talking mostly about, let's say, his fourth year on in the NBA when he started to emerge, but there seemed to be a backlash against his greatness or, you know, his ability. You know, whether it's James, whether it's Harden winning the players MVP award that one year, or whether it was, you know, players just not warming up to Curry until he had to prove to him that he was great.
I think there was just a reluctance to acknowledge his transformation of the game.
Right.
Like, it's, I don't know if Caitlin Clark is changing the WNBA game, but she certainly stands out. I mean, I know she didn't make a three last night, but the kinds of shots she was taking, nobody else on the floor had any interest in taking. Like, they were guarding her at the midline. It was kind of like watching Curry. Like, the moment she gets the ball and crosses half court, there's someone that's defending her.
Right.
But do I want the women's game to look like the men's game? I mean, I actually thought that one of the parts about last night that made it interesting was the fact that, like, people were diving on the floor. There were physical rebounds. Like, there were aspects, I guess, of physicality that you would relate more to the men's game. But, I mean, if you watch the WNBA, it's a pretty physical sport. I mean, same, I don't know, like, I don't have a problem with it. Do you?
No, not at all. Not at all. And the other part about Caitlin Clark is she's a guard, and guards tend to be tested more than big guys because big guys come with innate size, if you know what I mean. Like, when I think of, let's say, a player like Curry, I feel like he had to kind of break through. I don't think LeBron ever did, because when he came into the league, he was already 6'8", and he was great from the get-go. But like a guy like Iverson, a guy like Isaiah Thomas, certainly Curry, you can only play them physically if you're trying to defend them. And eventually, like, I just think she'll come out on the other side of it and, you know, be one of the best players in the league, which I think she already is. But she's a hell of a player, man.
Well, she was bothered by it on the court, but
she needs to get stronger. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but I mean, so did Steph.
Exactly.
Like, there's a lot of players that you could point to young in their career and say, they got to be able to handle that sort of pressure. I mean, I know they're in Game 7 on Sunday, but a lot of people probably said that about Tyrese Haliburton. And one of the reasons they might have thought that the Pacers couldn't go anywhere this year is because Haliburton, who's their best player, or one of, is, like, he's too small. But that's also just a natural part of her progression. I think the 707 hits the nail on the head. Seeing Caitlin Clark get targeted just makes me think that the other players are really that salty. She came into the league, was automatically crowned the most famous superstar, but that's honestly a testament to her skill. I think it's a little bit of both. I think she grabbed people's attention in such a visceral way in college, bringing it into the WNBA. A lot of people, like myself included, are pretty new to watching WNBA basketball on a night-to-night basis. Like, I haven't watched this much WNBA basketball, and I haven't had a chance because the Valkyries haven't played in San Francisco before. But, like, yeah, I will admit, like, Caitlin Clark is someone that has made me watch that league more. And so I feel like I'm learning, along with many people, what this league is like. And that's what I find interesting about it, and that's why I thought that last night was such a great environment, because there are some people that are, a lot of people are season ticket holders, have been to all the games, have bought in since day one, but there is clearly also a lot of people that were just there because they'd heard it was something cool. They heard it was something new. And it feels like a lot of the folks that were in that category, like, they want to come back. And that's what I was encouraged by watching, sort of the people watching aspect of last night.
Right. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you were out there at Chase Center last night and you thought that environment was pretty special, give us a call and tell us about it. I learned a little tidbit from Risotto today. They did the wave. They did the wave.
They did the wave.
Oh, boy. Is that good or bad? Good or bad?
I will say, just real quick, I'm not a big wave guy myself, but I've never been that caught up in watching the process of a wave starting. They tried to start it in one section probably about four or five times, and when they finally got it started, it went for a good amount of time. Podziemski was in it. Like, it was legit. I'm not even a wave fan, but it got my attention.
Well, I think it was founded in the East Bay, so I don't mind Bay Area people doing the wave. It was... After a while, I was like, all right, we're either going to have to give up, or you guys got to figure this out.
I think two times around a stadium should be the limit. Two or three.
Well, they conjured it up during a timeout. I think it was after Burton hit the three to kind of like ice it, and then there was a stoppage. So there was like 3 minutes and people weren't doing anything. You know, it's a cool aesthetic. I will say though, like
it is
people, and not just the wave part, but like people were into that game from the tip. Like when players were checking into the game, there was uproars. When there were miss, like it honestly, Steiny, it kind of felt to me like watching a high level soccer match.
All right,
and maybe not, you know, like a Premier League match or, you know, a European football match. But you know how like when you're watching a soccer match and you're in the stadium, every time there's a close chance at a goal, the crowd goes, oh,
yeah.
Like there was a lot of those for, like, I think the Valkyries missed 13 in a row in the middle of the first quarter. But there was still that energy in the air of like the want to and kind of the hanging on every single play that at least I haven't felt for a lot of Warriors home games that I've been to.
Well, the question I would have, and it would have to go to someone out there who's seen multiple Valkyries games, and that would be how different, if at all, was last night's environment compared with the other five previous games? Because we heard the environment was great for the first five games, and I'm just curious if something was even more off the hook, if you will, just for last night's game because it was Caitlin Clark. They do have a mascot, though. And it's not a Valkyrie. It's Pods. It is front and center Pods.
I can't tell whether I love it or hate it yet. Like, watching it in real time, dude, the second half, I don't think he sat down. I mean, I thought it was pretty funny when he was kind of trolling Clark when she did her little step back and traveled, and he was rolling down the court doing the traveling thing. But I don't know. Like, there were times where I was just thinking, dude, like, you're almost on the court. Like, you got a foot on the hardwood. You got to step back. You're not on the team bench. You're a spectator.
He reminded me of this guy back in the day. We used to go to Minnesota when the Warriors played the Timberwolves, and there was a guy who sat in the first row on the other side, and he always had a program or a, you know, he had a folded up program like coaches do sometimes, and he would always kneel and squat. We called him Coach Fan.
Okay.
Because he was just in on every play. And
he was sitting right next to Lacob and Dunleavy, and I don't know, maybe that was part of it too.
And he did the night-night.
Yes, he did.
Pods can dunk. Yeah. He can dunk. Anyway, it was a great night last night at Chase. We had a bunch of people go from the station. How many people went, you think, from our station?
I don't know. Pasta probably like six or seven. Yeah, no, there was a lot of people. A few of them have been to games before. That was my first home game. Like, I've watched probably three on television, but that was the first home game I've been to.
I've seen...
What did it feel like watching?
Well, okay, that's a great question. The first half of the game, I'm pretty much just watching Caitlin Clark. And from what I saw, and listen, I get it. She didn't have a good game. But you can tell. Like, just the way she passes, she sees stuff before everybody else does. She's going to be incredible. Once the second half started and, you know, she didn't really have it going on, then I started, okay, are the Valkyries going to win this game? Like, it switched from, let's watch Caitlin Clark play against the Valkyries to, all right, Valkyries 5-6. Let's see if you can beat Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. And they kind of shut him down in the fourth quarter. And, like, that's what I came away with. Like, they don't look like an expansion team. They don't look like a team that's going to go 6-34, obviously, because they're 6-6 now. And what I kind of thought was the whole season is just going to be about their first season. But if they keep winning, then we're going to start talking, like I said, more and more about the players, the coach, and, you know, their strengths and weaknesses as a team.
Well, yeah, I think that's kind of the transformation I felt myself going through, which was, all right, you know, we're here to watch Clark, And then you kind of notice stuff as you're just watching the game, like, God, like, Letitia Ama here is really tenacious. Like, she had four blocks last night, and I'm like, ah, well, you know, Billings didn't have a great first half. And I'm looking at the box score and watching the game, and I realize that I'm thinking about it like, not like it's a first-time event. Like, I'm actually trying to dissect this basketball game. And that's
right.
That's why most people watch sports anyways. And I didn't think it would happen that quickly when my intention that night, for the most part, was I want to see if Caitlin Clark puts on a show. And you notice, like, dude, the Valkyries just kind of took her out of the game.
Yeah.
They made it really tough on her. And from being down 13 in the second half to having a great fourth quarter, like, I think they forced 16 turnovers. And you're just, at the end of the game, like, huh, like, all right, this team can play. They play really hard on defense. They play up and down. And I was left, like, if I was an average fan, like, I wanted to go tell my brother. I wanted to go tell my mom, my dad, like, we should go to a Valkyries game. And I feel like that's the intention of any new expansion team or new sports group, is to get someone and hook them the first time they're there. Right. And I got to admit, I'm hooked.
The other thing that comes through on TV is the importance of having 18,000 people. You know, a lot of times there'll be a WNBA game and, you know, the arena won't be all the way full. But it was obvious last night that the crowd was into it. So Risotto just told me the over-under for the Valkyries win total this year was 7.5.
Yeah, it skyrocketed.
So the WNBA teams play 44 games. So they were expected to go 7-37 or 8-36, something like that. And they're 6-6. Pretty,
I think their live wins total right now is set at 15.5.
And I kind of 16.5.
16.5? I kind of feel like they're going to get there.
I mean, the one thing with expansion teams, and this is in general, you know, they can go on long losing streaks without you really noticing.
A small wrinkle about last night's game, too, is they don't have their full team.
Right.
Because three of their players are playing in Europe right now. So they've, like, again, there's all these things we're learning about the league and the squads, and I'm sitting there like, yeah, I want to learn more.
Yeah. Their next game is this weekend against the Connecticut Sun.
And then they got Bay Area Zone Sabrina Ionescu coming in next week.
I mean, I know people aren't going to believe me, but I forgot kind of that there was an NBA game on last night.
I did too.
I kind of forgot. You got to turn your mic on.
What's up, Marcy?
Oh, boy. There you go.
Did they do the River Islands guest line thing?
I can do it.
Yeah.
Marcy Weiser. Brought to us by the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time you discovered the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's welcome in Marcy Weiser of Live 105. She joins us every Friday around this time. We're talking about the Valkyries.
Thank you. I was missing a muff.
Okay.
So we got to let me fix the
We're
muff.
All muffed up.
This is the R-rated segment, by the way.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting
makes me a little more comfortable.
Oh, no,
you'll be okay.
I'm prepared.
So, yeah, the Valkyries. Evan was at the game last night. Marcy,
how was that? I hear the energy was pretty cool.
It was a lot of fun. Like, I know some people are saying that I'm on the payroll, but I had a lot of fun at last night's game. And everybody that we went with from the station, a couple friends that I knew that were going there too, like, I actually had a buddy of mine whose girlfriend was going with her friends. And he was kind of mad after watching the game that he didn't get to go.
Yeah,
because it was so live.
Yeah, I mean, Valkyries are awesome, and then you got Caitlin in town, so that was a huge draw.
Yeah, so, like, were you aware that the game was going on last night, and was it all about Caitlin before the game?
I mean, there was a lot of talk about Caitlin
being
in town, and it's cool that she is such a huge Steph Curry fan on top of that, so there's that soft spot, even though she's on the other team.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask Evan. Could you tell there were Caitlin Clark fans there?
Yeah, there were a lot of 22 jerseys, like a lot of Fever jerseys.
And when she finally did score, was there like a cheer?
Well, there was a moment in the second quarter. Like, she didn't play very well last night, and Valkyries were a big part of it. But there was a moment in the second quarter where, like, she took some defender one-on-one, and you could feel the crowd kind of getting ready to cheer. that was one of those moments that I felt like, okay, this is kind of what it's like watching Curry in another arena where he starts to do his thing and the opposing crowd is on his side. But that was the only time it happened because she, you know, she didn't play very well.
Right. What we need to do is get Caitlin on the Valkyries.
That's maybe
in the works.
Maybe Joe Lacob is known as a gambling man. So if not Caitlin Clark, he'll probably go after one of the better players in the WNBA. You would think at the end of the season. Hey, you got a. That's enough sports. You got a. you got plans tonight.
My
sources say you have plans tonight.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect traffic-wise because I'm sure it's going to be crazy. But Metallica, Levi Stadium, it's going to be a great show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've never been to a concert there. Have you been?
Not to Levi, no.
Okay, so they can fit like 60,000 people, right?
Yes.
Now, have you been to a concert of that magnitude before?
Metallica.
So same one, okay.
Metallica, Guns N' Roses, you know, they put on, they do the big stadium.
They sell them out. Okay,
yeah.
So what,
Metallica, not only tonight, they're doing Sunday night too.
Oh my God.
So They're like Taylor Swift.
In the rock world, yeah.
Wow.
So
I wonder how James would feel about that.
I don't know who James is.
James Hetfield of Metallica. How do you not know who James is?
Dude, tiny. Marcy can run down bands like you can run down the Pittsburgh Pirates lineup. She knows every singer, every
Well, I don't usually call them by their first name though. I usually go by last names.
Yeah, so
what is a Metallica concert like for those that haven't been?
It's very rock and roll is what it's like. It's very metal, man. Lots of loud music, but they're great. They bring a great energy.
I take it you've seen him before
a few times.
Okay, do you know them? They're from the Bay Area, I believe.
I've been to their headquarters here, here we go. And I've talked to the guys a few times, so yeah, they're cool dudes.
Backstage,
they have a cat named Frank.
Oh,
I was able to go into the bathroom at the headquarters and fix the toilet paper because the toilet paper was on wrong. It was two, but it went behind
that
instead of
kind?
Over.
Oh.
So you're pulling it from underneath.
Right.
Right.
You can't do that. That's
right.
I fixed it.
Well done.
Thanks.
You turned it around.
I turned it around.
The cat travels with the band?
No, he just hangs out at the headquarters.
Okay. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Backstage pass? They still call it that?
Yeah, I don't know if they call it that.
Do you have good seats?
I'm not sure what they are. They sent them my way, and do you want me to look?
Aside, have either of you seen the show Billions?
No.
Okay, well, that's the only familiarity I have with Metallica. There's a main character in Billions named Bobby Axelrod, who's like a major Metallica fan. And so in this one episode, he flies up to meet James, I now know, backstage. And is that what you're doing? Like, that's how I'm imagining Marcy tonight, is she's Bobby Axelrod, like, hanging out with the band or talking to him about such and such. And then they go out and there's a couple clips of, like, the actual show. And it does look like they get down.
Well, the one thing I found is the bands go to meet Marcy. Like, Marcy doesn't go to meet the band.
Oh, please.
The bands go to meet
her. Well, she's driving an hour and a half. Usually there's a little traffic on a Friday.
They know when Marcy's in the building.
I think what I'm going to have to do is leave extra early, hang out, get dinner, just to avoid the crazy traffic.
Hey, yeah, you don't want to go back up there. All right, no Guru today.
Where is Guru?
He's on a family reunion in Texas.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. What are you doing this weekend? Even though I know. I just
figured. Why did you have to preface it like
that? Well, because we have ties to this event that Marcy's going to
Theater of the Mind, Steiny.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, well, okay. Doing Metallica tonight. Doing the Alameda.
Alameda County Fair.
Nice.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
In Pleasanton. That's fun.
Yeah.
You have any, you know what you're going to do?
The pig races. You got to check out the pig races, right?
Drone show?
Drone show. Yeah, that's cool.
Hot air balloon.
The rides. They have a lot of rides this year.
I would never get in a hot air balloon.
Unnecessarily
Why?
Large turkey
nah,
legs.
It's too scary.
A hot air balloon?
Yeah.
You've never been in one?
No.
You wouldn't want to get in one?
No, that's too scary. Just hanging up there, you just...
Do you like roller coasters?
I can do roller coasters, but I don't want to be in a hot air balloon. It's too quiet. You hear a noise, you get really scared. Have you been on a hot air balloon, Mark?
I haven't, but I've wanted to.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can send a screeching hawk up there to make some noise for you.
Exactly. So,
like, you know, like drop zones, or, you know, like the rides where they send you up and then they drop you.
Yeah. You're not going to be surprised. I'm not a big amusement park guy.
YOLO.
You.
YOLO, Steiny.
No.
All right. That'll do it for this segment. Marcy, thank you so much for joining us. Marcy Weiser,
get out of the
Live
studio.
105. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Segment also sponsored by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Bye.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.